Hey guys, it's Kristen. I have not recorded a podcast in forever. I'm usually pretty good about recording them, even if I'm going through things, but life has literally hit me upside the head. It's actually done that to a lot of people. The last episode I recorded, I listened to the other day, and it is astonishing how much progress that I had made from the beginning of my divorce and autoimmune disorders starting to be diagnosed to where I was yesterday night. And I want to share it with you because anybody out there that's struggling, I just want you to know that you're not alone. Neither am I. I feel so alone right now. But all I have to do is pick up the phone and one of my friends will talk me off the ledge. It's been a year full of rejection and change. I took a chance. I moved after the wildfires. And I basically emotionally started back where I was. Times 10. And that's what I'm processing through now. Last night, this is what it looks like. Last night, in the worst weather, I was driving home from Walmart, where I got an upholstery cleaner, because that's definitely needed during a snowstorm. And I felt it, and I felt it, and I just completely lost it in the parking lot once I pulled in my house. It is an adjustment. This has been an adjustment. Life has broken me wide ass open 5 years ago, and it hasn't been done at me. It's done for me. But the pain surrounds it and the uncomfortability and not being in the environment that you're used to, or even having, like, I had gotten used to my friends and I miss them dearly in Grand Lake. I love you guys. And, you know, I made a decision and I'm responsible for my decisions. But I don't know if it was the right decision. I just can't emphasize enough trying to stay in God's will. Because when I get quiet and I go within, I can find the answers. In my darkest moments, when I'm connected, I see the signs. The world will break your heart, but God never will. Actually, never let it happen. My heart's not broken because it still can love. And I have empathy for those who treat people like they're disposable or don't understand. I have empathy because they're afraid, just like I can be sometimes. But I share this stuff, even though I really don't want to, because right now I'm currently in an apartment in a strange town that has the essence of a past, and I'm looking around and, you know, a miracle happened for the first time the other night. I felt like I was at home before I went to bed. It wasn't last night, but it was a couple nights ago. I haven't felt like home besides being inside my body, which has taken a strenuous amount of work since I was home. But when they say home is where the heart is, you have to get down to your heart in order to find it. And right now, mine hurts and it's heavy. Life is very heavy. But every day I get up and I find purpose and I find service opportunities in my industry with people around me just to be a part of something greater. Because community is so important. Community and friendships are so important to me. And my dogs. But anyway, I wanted to share that. And not to worry, everyone's going to be okay. I know this intrinsically. I have been selected to walk through the fire, and I'm not walking alone. I have people on earth that I can pick up the phone and call that are walking with me. And I have a God, a really, really big God, that's walking with me too. So I just wanted to share that. And my new email address is kristendaniels@kristendaniels.com. If you're ever struggling with anything, please reach out. You can't save your face and your ass at the same time. Nor should you try. Because at the end of the day, we're all going through the exact same thing. Talk soon.